Just please identify yourself with questions. Go ahead.
Mr. Inspector from MSG Network, what's your reaction to this?
I'm a little bit shocked. You hear rumblings going on throughout the draft and afterwards, but certainly when it happens, you're just a little bit shocked, but excited for the challenge, excited for a new team that wants me there.
Taylor, Ryan Rashog from TSN here. Every time we'd ask you about your desire to stay in Edmonton, you made it clear you wanted to see this through. Is there a level of disappointment that, you're not going to be able to see this through if this team turns the corner, given what you said about wanting to be here for that?
Yeah, it is disappointing. I was there for six seasons, so you develop, you certainly develop a relationship with the team, with the city, with the fans, and, I'm disappointed that I'm not going to be able to see that through, but I'm excited that that I'm going to play for a team that wants me. It's not that Edmonton didn't want me, but I certainly do feel a bit slighted by the whole thing. So, but in saying that, I'm excited for New Jersey. I'm excited for the chance that's in front of me now.
Taylor, just in terms of feeling a little bit slighted, is that part of the disappointment, or where does that come from? Why do you feel slighted?
Just that after, I feel like I've been a good soldier for 6 years, and I felt like I prepared the best I could. I did as much as I felt I could on the ice, and at the end of the day, I guess, they felt that they wanted to go a different direction, which is fine. In saying that, there's a new opportunity in front of me, a new team that I'm excited to try and make better. And at the end of the day, I think this just goes to show you that, you can be moved. You got to be ready for anything. And I'm excited for my new opportunity here.
Hey, Taylor, this is Greg Wyshynski with Yahoo Sports. Adam Henrique tweeted a picture of you two together earlier today. What's your relationship with Adam?
We spent 3 years together in junior. We had some really good times in Windsor playing there. Henny's a great guy and someone who was one of the first guys to text me after this deal went public. And I'm looking forward to seeing him again, playing with him and him showing me around and introducing me to the city. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Taylor, it's Ashley Scott, SiriusXM Radio. How does it feel to go from a place like Edmonton, which is hockey crazy, to a place in New Jersey where hockey is the main focal point?
Oh, it's different, but I think it's a change that a lot of players seem to enjoy. And along with that fact, New Jersey's a team that doesn't travel as much. Playing in the East is something that, if I was going to be traded, that I was really looking forward to. So those are two great things that I think are going to be beneficial.
Taylor, it's Steve Cangelosi at MSG. Numerically, the last season was your best season. Do you feel you're peaking right now in your career?
I'm 24. I still think I have a lot of room to improve. And speaking with the coaching staff in New Jersey and the GM, they're committed to helping me do that. At the end of the day, I still feel like I have a pretty high ceiling, and I still feel like I have a lot to prove. So throughout the summer and in training camp and spending time with the coaching staff there, I'm committed to being the best player I can for the Devils.
Taylor, it's Tom Gulley from NHL.com. It was a little while ago you played with Adam Henrique, but do you think that chemistry, that could come back if you guys get put together? You think that would take you guys along to get that back together?
No, he's a great player. And there's a few guys like that on the Devils roster that I'm excited to play with. So you never know how things shake up and how things work out, but he was a fun player to play with back in junior, and I'm sure it's no different now.
Taylor, Chris Ryan from the Star Ledger. What were your impressions looking at the Devils from the outside in, and what do you expect when you arrive there?
To be honest, I mean, they're not a team that I've ever really watched too often. They're just so far away, and a team that I'd only played twice a year for my whole career. But taking a closer look now, I think they were a team that that was very hard to play against last year. They were a consistent team, and you know, a team that has a lot of qualities that I'm looking to add to my game. So I'm looking forward to, you know, trying to make them better, but you know, also learning as much as I can and becoming the best player I can for them.
Taylor, my question. Taylor, you were described as wanting to be a difference maker, and that's why you charge at the puck so quickly. What's your reaction? Is that the way we can see you play?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an offensive-minded player, there's no doubt. I feel like I love having the puck on my stick and having the puck in the offensive zone. I think that's a huge part of the game, and I think as the years have gone by, I've done a better job at staying healthy, and that's going to be no different next year. So obviously, you know, my job is going to be to produce offense, but looking forward to becoming even more of a complete player, you know, while still having that offensive, you know, flair and showing my talent in that way as well.
Taylor, Mark Spector here in Edmonton. You went through a lot of losing here, and were a very good soldier. Never complained or anything. Is this? You know, do you feel like you grew up a lot in the last few hours? Is this a lesson in the NHL that no matter how good a soldier you are, the payback isn't always that you get to finish something through?
I think you put the nail on the head there. It's tough. You know, I have a pretty, you know, deep connection to the city of Edmonton, and I felt like I did everything I could there. So it's pretty hard not to feel slighted. It's pretty hard not to feel a little bit disappointed with how everything shook out, but that's hockey, and at the end of the day, we're, you know, it's a business, and everyone's got to do what they got to do. So I'm going to do everything in my power to, you know, to try and make the Devils, you know, proud that they made this deal.
Taylor, you welcomed Connor with open arms, welcomed him into your home, lived with him. Is maybe part of the difficult part of this not being able to see it through with Connor, who I know you were tight with and excited to have on board?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, I got to figure out what I'm going to do with my house. You know, there's a lot of moving parts in the equation, and you form relationships with players, and you know, you meet someone, and you know, meet a group of players, and you envision something happening, and it's disappointing when you're not able to see that through. But I wish those guys the best, and especially Connor. I mean, he's gonna be a great player for Edmonton, and he's a great person. So that's one of the hardest things about hockey, is leaving behind a group of guys like we had in Edmonton.
Taylor, Peter Shirelli said that he spoke with you before the trade was announced, and you were a bit emotional. What was that? What was that conversation like with him?
Well, I mean, I don't want to go into details, but I think I just voiced my disappointment in what had happened. I mean, like I said, you get attached to a team, and when that's taken from you, it's disappointing. I mean, I don't want this to sound like I'm not excited to join New Jersey, and at all, that's not the case. But I'm a proud person, and you know, I do take this as an indictment on me as a hockey player. I don't think there's any other way to treat it. So I think it's safe to say I'm a very motivated player now.
Of all the pieces that they had to deal with, why were you the expendable part?
I don't know. I'm the wrong guy to ask that.
All right, that is Taylor Hall today, and you can tell.
Do we have any more questions for Taylor?
Thanks for it, Bob.
All right, Taylor, thank you so much for joining us. We're very excited to have you here in New Jersey.
Are we still on? Still going here?
For those looking to talk.
Yeah, all right. Any more questions?
Any more questions for Taylor?
Okay, yeah.
Sorry about that, Taylor. Just one more real quick here, Taylor, just about the market, and you were obviously in the spotlight a ton in this market. You got a lot of praise, but there was also a lot of criticism. Just how do you think you were treated by the market? Do you think you were given a fair shake here and expectations were realistic?
As far as media goes, I don't feel like I was ever made an unfair target. I felt like when there was criticism, it was valid, and I never really felt like the media was a deterrent from our play or from free agents joining the team or anything like that. And I felt the fans welcomed me. They're a rabid fan base, and I think the best thing you can say about the fans is that they're knowledgeable, and they didn't always cheer us on when we didn't deserve it, and that was tough sometimes. But I'm always going to look back on my time in Edmonton and the fans there, and appreciate the time that I had playing for a Canadian city.
Yeah, we've been through a few of these calls over the history of the Oilers, and it seems to be a market where not everybody's sure they want to come here, but players who've been here for a while really don't want to leave. Can you maybe shed some light on just why people who played in Edmonton for a few years want to stay here?
Well, to be honest, I'm a Canadian, and I enjoyed living in Canada and playing in Canada, but the city doesn't really matter as much as it doesn't matter for me as it does for maybe other players. I was, I was just attached to the team. That's all. I was invested in the team that I was playing on. So to be traded away, you would say that's disappointing.
Can you see yourself being excited about coming to the metropolitan area, which is really Jersey, New York, Long Island? It's sort of a big entity. Can you see the excitement about possibilities being here?
Yeah, absolutely. When I said I've heard nothing but good things about the players and the organization, I wasn't kidding. And just from various people from my past contacting me today, the city and the area is awesome. And I'm looking forward to enjoying that. Edmonton was a great city for me, but to be able to say you played in the New York City area is pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to enjoying that part of playing hockey there.
Do I have any more questions for Taylor? Taylor, thank you very much. We're excited to have you join us here in New Jersey. For those media still on the call looking to talk to General Manager Ray Shiro, you will see something within the next 45 minutes about his availability. Thank you all, and have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you.